News footage taken over the weekend in Fallujah has prompted the U.S. to withdraw a Marine from the battlefield. The video showed what appeared to be the shooting of an unarmed man in a mosque. Some human rights groups say the killing amounted to a war crime. But legal experts say there may be mitigating factors in this case, as NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
At first glance, the shooting in the mosque last Saturday seemed relatively straightforward. Several Marines enter a room and find men lying there covered with blood. At least one Marine recognizes them as the same wounded men who had been shot in the mosque the day before and left there. But another Marine, perhaps unfamiliar with what happened the day before, notices that one of the men might be pretending to be dead. He raises his rifle from a distance of about 6 or 7 feet and shoots the man in the head. The man, in fact, was unarmed and was in no position to harm the Marines. His killing would seem, on the face of it, to be a fairly clear case of a violation of the prohibition against killing unarmed fighters who are, in the words of the Geneva Conventions, hors de combat, out of combat. Nicole Chouary is a spokesperson for Amnesty International in London.
What should have happened is for the U.S. soldier to observe the minimum rules of war, and that means that he should not have fired against an unarmed person who did not pose any immediate threat.
The commanding general of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, Lieutenant General John Sattler, says the facts of this case, in his words, will be thoroughly pursued to make an informed decision and protect the rights of all persons involved. When U.S. troops go to war, they are accompanied by professional criminal investigators from both military and civilian backgrounds. In this case, the investigator will make a report to the commanding general, who will then decide whether to proceed toward a formal court-martial inquiry. Coincidentally, in an entirely separate case, military officials said today that an army officer has been charged with murder for his part in the fatal shooting of an injured Iraqi man in Sadr City in August. What makes these cases complicated is that the insurgents in Iraq have themselves broken many rules of war, by dressing as civilians, for example, and by using mosques as launching pads for attacks. They have also carried out numerous suicide bombings. Robert Goldman, a law professor and rules of war expert at American University in Washington, says the state of mind of the Marine who killed the man will be an important consideration.
Did he really think that he was knowingly killing a person who was wounded and incapable of any further hostile acts? If it had been their experience and this unit's experience in going out that people were feigning wounds and then engaging in combat, they could reasonably believe that this was a tactic that was shared by this group. Do you have a case of wounded people who were blowing themselves up as people approached them? All of this, I think, is material.
A separate issue is whether it was a violation of the law of war to leave the wounded men in the mosque unattended on the day before the shooting. Armed forces are obliged to provide treatment to the wounded, but only to the best of their ability, and in the middle of a military operation, there may be legal justification for moving on without giving medical treatment. One point, however, is clear. Apart from the legal issues surrounding this incident, it has already been a disaster politically for U.S. forces. The tape of the Marine shooting the unarmed wounded man has been shown repeatedly and in its entirety on Arab television networks. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.